It's the Fish Tank with Michael Fisher.
Producer of this show comes up with three topics. He really believes them at the bottom of his heart.
On Sports Radio, The Ticket.
It's true, I believe them, Chris, because they are true. It is time for the Fish Tank. Three topics. Bob and Chris, if they agree, they will swim. If they disagree, they will sink. Chris Lewis, we'll start with you, and we'll start with the NBA draft lottery last night. The LA Lakers, they secured the number two overall pick. All signs point to Lonzo Ball, except if the Lakers want to be smart because they need to trade that number two pick for Paul George. Paul George, the Indiana Pacer, he has 1 year left in Indiana before he can opt out. He is working out with Kobe Bryant. All signs seem to be pointing that he wants to play for the Lakers when he's done with his contract, but the Pacers are going to want to get something for him. Plus, Lakers, they play in the West. You need firepower in the West. You're not going to have firepower if you're going to have a young lineup. Brandon Ingram, D'Angelo Russell, unless they trade him. Julius Randle and Lonzo Ball. Plus, Ball only wants to play for the Lakers. His dad has said, we're only working out for the Lakers. They haven't hinted they may pull in LA, but it's a possibility. And worst case scenario, Ball plays out his rookie deal wherever he goes. He's coming to LA. That's a foregone conclusion. So why not trade the pick for Paul George? You'll get Lonzo Ball eventually. Sink or swim, Chris Lewis, Lakers, trade number two for Paul George.
Your logic was fantastic, except your conclusion was wrong. Like, everything you said made all the sense in the world. Like, you need firepower in the
first.
West.
That's the first.
Yeah, you need to save that drop, actually. You know what? I should never have even said that about you, because you're going to save that and play even when you say these crazy, ridiculous things. But, yeah, you need firepower in the West, and Paul George, all indications, all the reports, he's looking to be in Los Angeles. That's why you don't need to trade for him. He only has 1 year left on his deal. So what you need to do is just be a little patient if you're Los Angeles. Take Lonzo Ball up too and be able to keep your young talent that you have, because guess what? You need firepower. Firepower possibly is that young talent. So what? You might not be great this year, but if Paul George is a free agent next year because he can opt out and he looks like he wants to play for the Lakers, you can sign him without trading everything for him. So you said to be patient, because eventually Lonzo Ball will play for the Lakers. Be patient. Eventually Paul George will play for the Lakers, and that'll be sooner. That'll be in just 1 year. Lonzo Ball, whatever team he goes to, it's 4 years away, because that's the way NBA contracts work. 2 years with a two-year team option.
Bob?
I will also sink this one. I agree with Chris's logic. The Lakers, I don't think, are going to be a contender next year. So why give away something? Take the second pick, get what you want, then go out and get Paul George next year, and then that'll build your team even more. Now, I'll say this. If this were to happen and they were to swap the number two pick for Paul George and it would be announced at the podium the night of the draft, that would be pay-per-view. I would pay, as long as I had a picture of Lonzo Ball. LeVar Ball, while the announcement was made that the pick was going to Indiana. I would pay to see that.
Okay, so we need to come up with a consensus. You're rooting against LeVar, right?
Yes.
You're rooting, Fish, for or against LeVar?
I'll go for LeVar Ball.
See, I'm more for than against, but today, just telling women to stay in their lane and calling another reporter just an expert on snacks. Like, he's getting to that line of where even me, who's a pretty big supporter of the overall message of player empowerment, you're pushing me to the edge.
So two sinks in the first round.
We'll turn it around. We'll stick in the NBA. LeBron James and the Cavaliers back at the Eastern Conference Finals. They're most likely going to move on to the NBA Finals. However, LeBron, you better enjoy it while it lasts, because this is the last year LeBron will represent the East in the NBA Finals. The Celtics have the number one pick. They could trade that for Paul George, maybe do a one-year rental. They also have Jaylen Brown, the number three pick, who's only playing 10 minutes a game. He's going to get better. Plus, Joel Embiid even called it out. The 76ers, if they stay healthy, they can challenge LeBron. And Adam Silver, before the draft lottery, he said, rest is a key issue in this sport. We only want our players resting at home because there's more home games. Rest seems to be a bigger issue on the road. Players are traveling. There's time changes. Cavaliers 0-8 without LeBron on the court this year. He's going to be another year older. He's playing more minutes because he clearly has to carry this team. I just don't think LeBron's going to be able to get it done. So, Bob, sink or swim, this is the last year LeBron will represent the East in the NBA Finals.
I got a question. Last meaning like never coming back?
Yep.
Or not getting there next year?
Never coming back.
Oh, I have to sink that. If you said they're not going to get there next year, but never getting there again.
He's just going to get older and older once next year starts.
I would find that hard to believe. Maybe they won't make it next year, but to say that he won't find himself back to the finals, again, surprises me. I do want to say something that you brought up about Adam Silver. I agreed with him 100% that rest, when all these people get off at the same time, is a very big problem for the league when people buy tickets. They need to make sure that the whole team doesn't get rested on the same game. Luck of the draw, if one guy gets rested one game, another guy gets rested another game. And I think the deal for the away games has way more to do with ticket sales because of people that never get to see the Cavaliers in the West. It's their one time in. If LeBron rests, where at home, at least you'd have a chance to see him another time. But I do believe that that's a major problem for the league. And I do agree with Silver that they need to make sure that they spread out when people rest people, not just amass rest five guys.
Chris, sink or swim. LeBron, last year representing the East in the finals, this year.
So I have two things to sink here. All right, I got to sink your first, your statement on the last year LeBron will represent the East. What about LeBron James says slowing down? Best playoffs that he's had in his career.
His age.
He's basically averaging a triple-double. He's shooting a record high in field goal percentage. His three-point percentage is off the chain. He's getting to the rim at will, and he has teammates that can help him out even if he doesn't want to carry the scoring load. What about that says drop-off? Nothing. So LeBron, he'll be in the finals next year because what? Boston? Yep. Boston in their bunch of average players. I still don't believe in Boston's roster. I mean, Brad Stevens is a good coach. I still don't think this is a fantastic roster. Maybe with Fultz next year it's a little bit better, but I'm looking at a bunch of spare parts surrounded by a really good player in Isaiah Thomas and an okay guy in Al Horford. The rest of those guys can kind of take or leave. They're good players, nowhere near great. All right, now as for the rest thing, I kind of hear you on it. Like, you don't want him resting on the road. But the way the schedule works, a lot of back-to-backs are a product of road trips. A lot of 3 and 4 nights are a product of road trips. So if you're going to keep the schedule the way it currently is, then you're going to have players resting on road games because that's when a lot of games in short amount of time are played. Now, as for trying to spread out the rest, I still make the case that in basketball, it's better to have one game where nobody plays than to have 3 games where your roster's weaker in all 3. Because if your roster's weaker in all 3 and you lose 3 games, that kills you more than losing 1 game.
But from a business standpoint, you make a game that's totally not worth watching, you've sold top dollar for tickets, and you're putting out a JV product. I agree with you with the long road trips. Sometimes that's where you have to do it. But I think it's a bigger problem when you rest 4 or 5 guys at once. That's what they have to change.
All right, 2-6. Here we go. We'll try and turn it around. We'll go to baseball. Chicago Cubs, last year they won the World Series. A lot of people picked them to repeat the World Series. They had the young core. Well, they're struggling, 19-19 on the year. They play the Reds, currently tied with the Reds for third in the Central. I'm going to say the Cubs, they're not going to make the playoffs this year. Their pitching is down. Every single starter has an ERA that is at least one run higher than last year. Jake Arrieta, he's 4-3 with an ERA of 5.44. Of their starting hitters, only one is hitting above 260. That would be Chris Bryant. He is hitting 309, but the rest of the lineup is struggling. They're down in runs. Last year, their run differential was over 100 by this date. This year, it is plus 6. They were 27-9 last year. Unfortunately, the team's washed up. It was more of a flash in the pan. The starters, they're not producing. More of a lucky draw. They're behind the Nationals, Cardinals, Dodgers, Rockies, Diamondbacks, and Brewers. Maybe the Brewers will drop out, but the Giants are coming. They've won 4 in a row.
So, 5 in a row. Don't cheat us out of
5 in a row. My bad, Bob. So, sink or swim, Chris. The Cubs not going to make the playoffs this year.
Bob's not going to let you cheat the Giants out of a win. I found that to be the most funny part of this. You know what? You're getting a swim out of me. You're getting a swim out of the Cubs not making the playoffs. They look overworked. Like, they look like the offseason wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
It looked like they spent a lot of time being like, yo, we're the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. And they didn't look like they're ready. And I don't know. I mean, there's still time. But I look at last year, for example, the standings on this day last year. In the NL East, the Washington Nationals were in first. Guess what happened? Washington Nationals were in first place. What happened last year in the NL Central? Cubs were in first place. What happened at the end of the year? Cubs were in first place. This time last year, Giants were in first place.
So it's only one out of three, two out of three.
But the Dodgers are right there at this time last year, and the Dodgers ended up winning the division. So I can go in the same thing in the AL, too. Baltimore was near the top. They ended up being pretty good. Chicago was actually on top of the AL Central, which I kind of forgot. Chicago got off to a pretty good start last year. And Texas was leading the AL West at this time last year, and Texas ended up closing that out. So it goes to show you, as much as you want to say it's early in baseball, not much changes between now and the end of the year. So with the Cubs, another 500, not too far back, but there's a lot of pretty good teams in the NL. So to just assume that they're going to make the playoffs, I'm not willing to do it. I think they're going to miss it.
Bob, sink or swim, Cubs not going to make the playoffs this year.
I'm going to sink that. Cubs trail the wild card by 2 games right now. Teams in the wild card in front of them are Arizona and Milwaukee. They trail the Cardinals by 2.5 in the division. I think they can easily pass up all three of those teams. You've got Colorado, the Dodgers, Washington also in there. Well, if Washington looks to be the cream of the National League, it doesn't matter. Washington's going to win the East, doesn't affect the Cubs. There's a lot of teams in the wild card race that are within 5 games of the top or the bottom wild card. No, I'm not writing the Cubs off. The Cubs have more talent than Milwaukee or Arizona or St. Louis. Don't write the Cubs off. They'll make the playoffs.